Okay, you've been here for about an hour now and still look really bummed out. Maybe we should talk? Oh, come on, you won't be whining to your neighbor. It's more like venting to a friend. I'm pretty sure it's not stupid. Try me. Wait, what? He's talking shit about you? That asshole, I swear to God, you need to go and kick his ass or I'll do it for you. No, you aren't stupid. All you did was ask him out. Well, okay, that worked badly. But that doesn't mean he has to be an ass about turning you down. Stop with all the I'm stupid shit. You should start saying he's stupid instead. No. Not he's stupid too. I want you to say he's stupid. Just that. See, that probably feels nice, right? Now kick it up a notch and go kick his ass. Oh, hey, look, you actually laughed at that. See, just talking about it gets you feeling better. Imagine how much better you'd feel if you just straight up punched him with a brick. It's only illegal if someone sees. Hey, hey, where'd the smile go? Is there something else? Okay, I don't know what he's been saying, but I mean, he's an asshole. Would you expect something other than shit to come from an asshole? Oh, that laugh was pretty sad. It must be real bad if you're this down about it. Alright, fine. How about this? You tell me what he's been saying, and I'll tell you if it's bullshit. Fair? Okay, let's go. He doesn't even know you. How is he shit-talking you this much? No, it's just a lot. Literally none of that is true. Sure, we're just neighbors who talk on and off. But I know you well enough to say that he's full of shit. Exactly like I told you he was. Of course I mean it. You're smart, you're fun, you're gorgeous. And also, you aren't pathetically desperate. You're welcome, really. I think you're great, and I hate seeing you so sad over some douchebag whose ass you need to kick. I'm not obsessed with him getting beat up. I just think he needs a taste of his own medicine. Aw, thanks. You're really sweet, too. So you don't look sad anymore, that's a plus. But you don't look entirely happy either. You do feel better? Well, that's great. Do you twirl your hair when you're happy? Jittery? Why are you jittery? Psyching yourself up to kick his ass? Yeah, okay, I'm overdoing that, but... But will you, though? Fine, I'll stop. So what's on your mind? Oh, there's another guy? You move fast. Wait, why did you go for that jerk if you liked this other guy longer? I'd ask why you were scared, but to be honest, I totally get it. He could have been a douche too. Oh, you know this guy? So, tell me about him. I know him too? That's awesome. I can set you two up. Don't worry, I wouldn't force you two together. I know you need a little time to yourself right now. You're ready? Then what's the problem? If you're worried he might be an asshole, relax. I don't hang out with anyone like that. Please, I just want to help. Yes, I'm serious. I'll set you two up. No shady business. Oh, you're so excited. You're getting all blushy. Oh, you're embarrassed? Sorry, I can't really read your expression right now. No, I won't make fun of you if you tell me who it is. I swear. Hey, you okay? You look really out of it. Why are you getting so blushy? What the fuck? Wait, so it's... No. Okay, you're not saying anything and looking at me all wide-eyed. I guess I figured it out then. Huh. I'm the other guy. Hold on, hold on. Don't go back to calling yourself dumb. Mm-mm, don't walk away. Come back. Let's talk about this, okay? There's a lot to unpack here. So let's act like grown-ups and just figure this out. Thank you. What do I want to know? Okay, let's start simple. Since when? Seriously? Since I moved in? So I went from hot neighbor to hot and likable neighbor, huh? Well, I am kind of loving this actually. Partly because it gives me a little ego boost, and partly because you're being so shy and awkward about it, and you look adorable. Feel the same way. Jeez, I don't know. I guess I never really saw you that way before. I mean, you're definitely hot too. but I've always considered you more of a friend. Ah, damn it. Don't look look so sad again? Hey, look. Don't let it get you down. There's nothing wrong with you. I just haven't ever considered it. Now that I am, I don't know. I mean, right now, you're pretty sad about that jerk, so I don't want it to look like I'm taking advantage of you or something. You want me to help you forget him? What do you mean? Straight to the point. I mean, I'm flattered, definitely, but I'm not sure if we should, at least not right now. You want to thank me? For what? Being the hot neighbor? Right, hot and likable neighbor. You're sure this wouldn't be me taking advantage of you? That's encouraging. So you really want me? Like right now? It's kind of cute, you know, saying you want to fuck me, but in the most awkward way possible. You can relax, you know. If I'm not taking advantage of you, then I think I can help you out. How? Well, maybe I should start with putting my hands around your waist, and then lean in to whisper in your ear. Would you like that? That squeak was awfully cute. I wonder what it'd take to hear it again. Maybe if I started kissing your neck? Well, that's a different sound, but I don't think I mind. I definitely don't mind. Your skin is so soft. You know, it just hit me that you didn't get a proper kiss. How about we fix that, Right, get your hands around my neck. Pull me closer. Fuck, you're practically melting into me. You really want this, huh? Now that I'm kissing you, I really want you to. That sent a shiver down your spine, huh? Why'd I stop? Because I think it's time we move to the bed. Come on. Oh, no. Don't lay down just yet. Let's get these clothes off. You know, we can't go much further till we get these off, right? Look, it's okay. You're beautiful. You don't need to feel self-conscious. That dipshit really said that? And worse, you believe him? To forget him, right? Let's start here. Now let's get these off. It's okay. Don't apologize. How about we help each other with our clothes? That way you can focus on me instead. And you know, to keep you extra distracted, I could keep kissing you while we're at it. You'd like that? Oh, rub your hands all over me. You can start. Get my shirt off. Now your shirt. Fuck. Hot neighbor doesn't do you justice. You look beyond sexy in that bra. Now undo my belt. There we go. Now, take off my pants. Nice to get those off. Let me just step out of them. What? You like what you see? Fuck your hand. I know I said I want your hands all over me, but not there yet. I know you want me really bad right now, but that's got to wait, okay? Alright, now your pants. Still nervous? Maybe I should put my hands on your ass. Give you a little squeeze first. There's that cute little squeak again. Oh no, this isn't the same as rubbing my cock. Because you won't come from this. You just might, huh? Then you'll let me slide down your pants instead. How about I kneel down and kiss your legs while sliding them off? take that as a yes. Stunning. Your body. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's doing things to me right now. Good things. Really good things. Let's get on the bed. You want me on top? Sure thing. Lay back. You're biting your lip. Do you like me seeing on top of you? I had a hunch. You look so good underneath me. Lift your hips. I want your panties off. There. Now spread your legs so I can worship that pussy. That's right. Just like that. Your pussy is soaked. Fuck. You've waited so long for this, haven't you? Don't worry. I'm definitely going to make up for lost time. Take out your tits and play with them for me. You look so sexy with your tits out. Is my command. Fuck yes, pull my hair. My mouth. just like that. Let it run right through you. Sorry, couldn't really help myself. Your pussy tastes even better when it's dripping cum. That got you smiling. So was this as good as you had hoped? No, we're just getting started. I told you we're gonna be making up for lost time. Now come here, taste yourself on my mouth. Your pussy does taste incredible, doesn't it? Why are you moving? Like it better when I'm on my back? Oh, you want to taste my cock? Oh fuck, I think it's my turn to blush. Because I'm really not used to you being so bold. Go on right ahead then, baby. I'm practically throbbing for you right now. That is one talented mouth. Waiting around, we'll do that. Oh, it should be illegal how good you are at this. Oh, I wish we did this sooner. Fuck. Oh, that's getting fast. Feels so good. You need to slow down. I can't keep. Wait. You want me to come for you? No, stop. No, you are doing an amazing job. But I can't come yet. Why not? Because I want to come inside you. Biting your lip. You like the sound of that, huh? Oh, well, I'd hate to keep you waiting. Lie back down. Spread those legs for me again, baby. You are beautiful. That dumbass really doesn't deserve you. It's true, he doesn't. I know you don't really want to talk about him. I just wanted you to know that. I don't think I'm gonna last long. Does it feel good when I move like this? Yeah? Oh. Your pussy feels so good. I really can't say that enough. This time I'll get to feel your pussy twitch. And tighten around me. Oh, fuck, those moans are hot. Definitely hot and likable. So tight. Oh fuck, please tell me you're close, please. Yeah? Oh fuck, yes, arch your back. Oh, hold me close. You're gonna make me calm if you keep moving your hips like that. Oh, you're about to come? Fucking fine. Oh, come with me. Because if it didn't, we'd have to go at it a few more times. Good idea. We could just do that anyway. But for now, holding you like this is plenty. So did this work? Did I get you to forget about the douche? That's what I like to hear. I think I make a better boyfriend anyway, right? Consider me yours. Does this mean I can kick his ass now?